Hey everybody, quick introduction to today's episode with my guest David Hardigan from Hemp Heroes. So this one has been probably my most eagerly requested episode in months. We did a CBD oil Q&A. So we talked a little bit about David and what got him and his partners into Hemp Heroes. And then we spent a lot of this episode talking on questions that got sent in through my Instagram. So Brian_Keen_Fitness. I did a story and said, any questions you have on CBD oil, pop them up here. So we covered loads. This is a supplement that I fucking feel like I haven't shut up about in like fucking 2 months because of the amount of benefit that I got. So I actually linked up with Hemp Heroes, David and Hemp Heroes, and I set up a link with them for anyone that follows my social media or listens to this podcast for 10% off any orders on Hemp Heroes. So the code is BrianK10, and that gives you 10% off any order through their website. So I'll link that in the show notes as well. But this was a supplement that I felt, we joked about it because I actually told David how I came about to want to connect with him, bring him on the podcast and talk about CBD oil. That it was one of those that people had been sending me different products, different variations of CBD oil. He sent me a sample of it. I tried it out and was like, he messaged me after 2 or 3 days. He was like, what's it like? I was like, hasn't really done anything yet. And then after 5 days, like my sleep just went from being notoriously quite poor unless I have a lot of nighttime routines, blocking out my blue light, etc., to the best sleep I've had in living memory. And I messaged him after about a week and I'm like, this stuff is fucking unreal. And he's like, yeah, I know. So that's how we actually ended up connecting fully and setting up a kind of a link where I came in as a brand ambassador with them. It's not something I do that often. But this was a supplement that I felt so strongly about that it affected me in such a positive way, similar to Udo's Choice, the Super 8 Gold probiotic. Again, a company I'm no affiliate with, but I felt so strongly about the CBD oil that because it gave me so much benefit, I'm like, I actually feel a fucking duty to tell people about this supplement. So today's episode's all Q&A based. This is a topic I'm going to cover again because I would love to bring on someone in the future and have more of a discussion, either David again or somebody in his crew or somebody even outside of Hemp Heroes to talk more on the scientific studies around CBD oil. We talked about it in this episode and David is very schooled up on them. And I'd love to talk to some of the researchers in that space. So that is something that I may be looking into hopefully in an upcoming episode. Today's episode, we covered everything that's been frequently asked. So there's like 20 questions and hopefully they will all be time stamped. So if you want to listen straight through this episode in its entirety, by all means, feel free to do that. Or if you want to have a scroll in the show notes and check out the timestamps, you can jump straight to your question. I recorded this as partly as a resource to send people from different social media platforms, a different blog post. I'm going to write a blog post on my experience with CBD oil as well. Because even though I talked about it briefly at the start of this episode, I'm going to go into more detail about the benefits that I found. And I talked about some of the negative side effects, such as not timing it right before bed, waking up really groggy, and how to minimize that and counteract it so that it's not a problem anymore. So we talked absolutely everything. Some of the most frequently asked ones about GA players or athletes using it in drug testing, army people or at work for drug testing. We talked about the benefits for sleep, the benefits for anxiety, some of the studies that have been done around the positive impacts, any of the negative effects to maybe potentially look out for, and everything in between. So I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed talking to David. And as I said, I'll put that code for the 10% off for anyone that listens to the podcast or follows my platforms, BrianK10, for 10% off any order. And as I said, not too many companies that I do brand ambassador work with. I felt so, I don't even know the word, compelled to put this product out there for people to see and then choose if it's something that will benefit you purely off the back of having it impact me in such a positive way. So I hope you enjoy today's episode with today's guest, David Hardigan from Hemp Heroes.
Okay, as I mentioned in the introduction, everybody, I am here today with David Hardigan from Hemp Heroes. This has been one of the most requested podcasts, David, because of the amount of times I've mentioned CBD oil on all my social media channels. For everybody listening, and I gave a brief introduction how I got introduced to it, some of the benefits that I found at the start of the episode. But tell everyone a little bit about yourself. What kind of got you and Hemp Heroes started?
Yeah, so funny enough, this kind of originated from a tweet kind of back in 2016. So I was actually helping my brother. He's an Irish hip hop artist, and I was helping kind of promote his music. And he got a tweet from a guy called John Phillips, who fights in the UFC. And he was actually asking for him to do some music for his next fight. So kind of through that, I ended up meeting John and basically pitched him an idea to be his manager. And somehow he kind of accepted it. And probably wondering who the hell is this crazy Irish guy who I've just met and now wants to be my manager. But he liked what I proposed to him, and we kind of went with it. And then from there, I actually started working with another guy in Bellator. And from working with the two guys, I started to hear a lot about this thing called CBD. So for the guts of about a year, I kind of researched the industry, spoke to anyone I could who was either using it, producing it, growing it, even farmers who are producing hemp. And then got a real interest in it. And myself and John actually had our own personal experiences from using it. So CBD actually, John was using it on his dogs, and that basically saved one of his dogs from being put down. And then on my side, I had an uncle who was a bodybuilder and a weightlifter and had some severe injuries from it and found it even difficult driving the car.
That was a shoulder, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he started using CBD for pain management and then for the inflammation, and that worked brilliant for him. So then myself and John kind of came together and said, look, I think we should do something here. There's a lot of value here we think we could bring. And a lot of the products on the market at the time were quite low quality, not branded correctly. It was quite difficult to understand how to use them. So we came together, put our heads together, and decided, look, let's do something, and then created Hemp Heroes.
Yeah, it's for those that have been listening to me or following me a while, like, they know how much I love the product. And I've tried, we talked about this just before we went on air, like, I tried a couple of other brands on CBD, and I was like, nah, I didn't get that much from it. And then you sent me some, and I tried it, and about 5 days after using it, I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this stuff is incredible. Like, and I always have to be wary. We were joking off air that as much as I love it, I have to pull myself back, because I'm like, it's been so good for me, and I'm so biased now towards it. It's one of the reasons we linked up with, you know, the affiliate, and why I kind of came on as a brand ambassador. It's one of those products, and I told you this on WhatsApp. I'm like, this is so good, I nearly feel it's my duty to tell people about it, in terms of reduction in stress levels and anxiety and sleep. And we'll get to some of the questions later. But tell everybody listening kind of what is CBD? Like, what's kind of the backstory to it? What's the benefits of it? And just kind of give a little bit of a brief talk on that.
Yeah, so essentially CBD is a chemical component called cannabidiol, and it actually comes mainly from hemp plants. So kind of, it's nearly an education piece if you think about it, because for the last 100 years we've all been told cannabis and the word, everything associated, is something negative and should have negative stigmas attached to it, like drug abuse, I suppose, laziness, and a lot of other negative things. But hemp actually falls under the family of cannabis, strangely enough. The only difference is CBD, which comes from hemp, is non-psychoactive, so you actually can't get high from it. So the best way to look at it is it's kind of all health, no high. And that's why it's so good, because a lot of the questions we get all the time is, oh look, if I take this, am I okay to drive and stuff like that? And the reality of it is, you are. It's completely natural. You even have an endocannabinoid system which interacts with the stuff, so it works perfectly. And then some of the benefits for the likes of like inflammation, stress, anxiety, sleep, like, it's nearly endless, a lot of the benefits that you can receive from it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, and I can only speak from personal experience because I kind of went down the rabbit hole of the research, particularly when we connected first and I used it, because I'll experiment with a supplement and I'll experiment with different diets and see how my body reacts, because then I can kind of give a firsthand experience. And after about 5 days, because it was funny, because I messaged you, you text me like 3 days after, you're like, how are you finding? I'm like, so-so.
Yeah, it's usually 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days. And then it hit that sweet spot on 4 or 5 days, built up in my system. And I was like, oh my God, my sleep, it's the best it's ever been. You know, I put a lot of my recovery from the Arctic Circle run down to being able to improve my sleep quality, you know, because you're getting so much recovery during that time. So I've noticed that benefit. I've noticed the mood. Again, I have other tools in my locker that I've talked about in the podcast for dealing with anxiety and stress and, you know, bad situations, but your mood is so stable on it. I found so much benefits, and all the research that's starting to support it now, and we'll get into that in the Q&As later. In terms of Hemp Heroes, I'm curious, because you're talking about the farm.
Tell everybody
a little bit, listen, before we kind of delve into the Q&A, tell everyone listen about the future and the farm and where it's going.
Yeah, so kind of obviously when we started the company, we kind of seen like a lot of stuff on the market was very low quality, and that's why a lot of people potentially could have bad experience where they've tried a product and say it doesn't work, where it's probably just the product they got wasn't of a high quality. So what we want to try to do is actually work back the supply chain and be able to produce high quality organic hemp locally in Ireland. So I'm delighted to announce that we've actually just signed a lease on a farm. So we're going to be growing organic hemp from this year in the summer. And it means then we'll have full control over the product, hopefully, we're producing, and then kind of scale that. And like, there's a number of things hemp can be used for. Like, the hemp seeds are massively high in protein, so they're a great source of food. The fiber, believe it or not, can actually be used for the likes of paper and a ton of other stuff. And then even the flour itself can be used for the oils, and then also for teas.
Yeah.
So it has like literally every part of the plant gets used.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love the sound of that, you know, and as I said, sourcing it locally, Irish based, it's a huge pull. In terms of, we're going to get into the Q&As, and I'm going to keep this episode very much focused around the questions that come in, just because it's the same ones, you know, and hopefully everybody listening is going to get the benefit, because they're getting your expertise, where you're from, and then I'm going to tie in my personal experience and my own, because I try not to always be, but I have to kind of work off an evidence-based approach, because anecdotal evidence is great and certain things will work for people, but CBD oil, particularly in the last, you know, 6, 12, 18 months, some of the research coming out is very heavily clinically backed.
Anything
that jumps out, any particular study that you like, or anything that's interesting you, that you're like, I'm keeping an eye on this, before we get into the Q&A?
Kind of I suppose on the anxiety side, because funny enough, this year I've kind of been trying to step outside the comfort zone, obviously one of the reasons why I decided to go on the podcast, and I've been trying to do a lot more public speaking, and I'd be someone who public speaking I'd find quite difficult, and even as a kid, like, I didn't like to kind of like read in class and stuff like that. And recently I had to do a big kind of speech in front of 200 people and pretty much like some really senior guys. So there's a lot of research going on at the moment about CBD and public speaking, because like, for most people, the thought of public speaking, I think, is like the number two fear they have before death.
I've seen studies where it's like number one fear is public speaking, number two is death. You're like, how is that right? But that's like exactly, the study.
And like, in a room, if you ask someone to speak up and like stand and speak, like, most people will shit a brick. I've been using it, and like, I found it amazing in terms of like calming nerves, you're not as shaky on the legs. So like, personally, I could see that. And then they've done a lot of research on people who've done public speaking, and they've given them CBD beforehand and then given them a placebo, and they can see a massive increase in the efficiency of the public speaking, as well as a decrease in anxiety.
Well it makes sense because it's just, it's balancing everything out. That's one of the things that I love so much about it, is that calming effect and that mood effect. Now, one of the issues I always have with people when it's a supplement is it's an amazing supplement, and up there, like, between that and the probiotics that I use for Mudo's Choice, they're like the only two supplements I'm like, if anyone has any issues with anxiety or sleep, get CBD oil. If you have issues with good health, get Mudo's Choice probiotic. They're the only two that I'm constantly like, if you need this 100%, these are the ones to get. When it comes to anxiety, it's a great tool in your arsenal. You know, have other things there.
Exactly.
You know, never rely overly on a supplement, because at the end of the day, even though it'll help, it's still a supplement. But it does help greatly. You know, one of the things that I've noticed myself is those work days when you've got so many things back to back, you know, I tend to overcommit to things and bite off more than I can chew, and then try and chew faster. And the CBD oil has really helps me with that. It just keeps everything very clear. Your head is clear.
You're level-headed.
So not to mention the reduced inflammation that you get, which, as I said, definitely helps speed up my recovery from the Arctic. And we're going to bounce back and forth on a couple of things, but I'm going to jump into the questions, because I think that's where the meat of this episode is going to be. Because it's the same things that are coming in, and these have all been user-generated through Instagram. I literally put this up on my Instagram story, and that was about 200 questions that came back. So I kind of narrowed it down and took and kind of reworded some of them, so that, because they were the same question worded in different ways. So we'll jump into that now if you're ready.
Yeah, brilliant. Let's go for it.
Okay, so first question comes in from Craig Connolly 90. Would you recommend staying on CBD oil long term? I've started it and it's great.
Yeah, so this is kind of something a lot of people ask us. So like, if you think about it, CBD is something we don't actually get from our food anymore. So like, if you were to go back maybe 60, 70 years ago, a lot of cattle actually would have been fed on hemp. And then through that, we would have actually got like the likes of cannabinoids and CBD probably in our diet. And because that's kind of been taken out over the last 70 years for like a number of different reasons, like mainly kind of, I suppose at one stage it was banned, and only in the US with the Farm Bill, now they're actually legally allowed to grow hemp again.
Yeah.
So if you're not taking it in some type of supplement, there's kind of very little ways you're going to get it in your diet.
Yeah.
Like a small amount, I think you get in the likes of black pepper, and then your body naturally produces a small amount as well, but it wouldn't be really enough.
And the thing is with CBD oil as well, is what I've noticed is, and we'll get into this in another question, the long-term studies, the clinical researchers are taking kind of educated guesses with the fact that this was in our diet at one stage, that long-term use probably isn't going to be a problem, but the studies haven't been done because it's a supplement at the end of the day. You know, even things as scientifically backed as creatine, for example, has still only been researched for the last 20, 25 years. So there aren't studies for 50, 100, 150 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't have that. So it's not available. But in terms of staying out long-term, while you're seeing the benefits from anything that I've researched and checked from the clinical trials, there doesn't seem to be any problem as long as you're not having any negative reaction for whatever reason. I always think of what you said there, kind of like magnesium, because magnesium is pulled out of a lot of the food we eat now, and also the amount of sugar in our diet. And every time you eat sugar, you're pulling that magnesium out of your body. So most people in the Western world are deficient. So it always makes sense to put a supplement back into your diet, back into your nutritional strategy that you're not getting in your diet. I think that's a really good one for long-term.
Yeah, exactly. And then even the World Health Organization, they've done a bit of kind of research into this. And kind of a lot of the findings they've came out of it was that CBD doesn't have any adverse health effects.
Yeah.
And it's also very suitable, and it's harmless essentially for both humans and animals.
Yeah, I read that study,
interesting.
It's
yeah,
really, because they're just like, because it's very rare you read a study where it's like side effects, none have been seen. Like, amazing. They're like life side effects, like groggy in the morning if you miss time, which we'll talk about. But no potential long term health benefits negatives as of now. Next question comes in from Connor Gavin. Are there any long-term effects on your health? Has it been scientifically proven? We kind of talked on that one. Been having very vivid dreams since taking CBD oil. Is this normal? From Dylan Meehan.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. It might be probably similar. I know like I take sometimes LMAs myself, and you kind of get them really deep dreams. It could be just that your sleep, you're getting a much deeper sleep. You're probably dreaming that bit more.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really worry about it, to be honest. I don't think it's something to be concerned about.
Yeah, that's it. Completely lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
I've noticed, as I said, one of the major effects I've got benefit wise is sleep quality. Like my sleep, because I'm, for those listening to the podcast for a while, a chronically poor sleeper, and I literally have every sleep hack there is. I black out my blinds, I have a noise machine, I use blue light blocking glass at nighttime. And supplement wise, nothing has enhanced my sleep like CBD oil. It's actually the thing that I promote the most to people because of the benefit I got personally. I'm massively biased because I'm like, it's amazing for sleep. But in the sense of vivid dreams, the same thing happens with ZMA. And normally, I'm taking a little bit of creative license and an educated guess. If you're having vivid dreams on CBD oil, what happens with people in ZMA normally is that they're already deficient in zinc. And when you take ZMA, which is zinc, magnesium, and vitamin B6, you're replenishing your body back with zinc, and it's dropping you into a deeper REM sleep, deeper REM cycles. So you're going to have more vivid dreams. So I'm taking a little bit of thought process that if you're not, don't have CBD oil in your system and it's dropping you into a deeper REM cycle, rapid eye movement sleep, there's a chance that maybe that's why you're having vivid dreams. Again, I don't know that, not a sleep researcher, but knowing the knowledge that I have on zinc, particularly being a mineral that we consume, I would imagine it's something similar. Next question. How does it help your sleep? We kind of touched on that as well. Do you, in terms of the, because this is something I'm unsure of, do you know how it actually has a direct impact on sleep?
Yeah, so there's kind of a lot of research gone into this. So it's mainly based around kind of, I suppose, anxiety and stress. So I think it basically your cortisol levels go down, which obviously improves your sleep, and it kind of creates the calming effect. Because like most people, if you've had a really heavy day and then you try to go to sleep, sometimes your mind can be racing, where the CBD kind of helps to calm things, and that's how you get your deeper sleep.
Okay. Do you know, because this is something I actually need to research myself, have there been studies done, or are you aware of any studies done of people using CBD oil while they were asleep? So the fMRI, where the functional magnetic resonance imaging, like the MRI for your brain, because I know they do clinical trials where they'll track people's sleep. Dr. Matthew Walker's got a great book, Why Do We Sleep? He talks a lot about the clinical trials around sleep in general, not CBD. Are you aware of any of those studies, or have you seen any of those?
I've only seen studies now around people using CBD before they sleep. They haven't done them in the likes of MRIs, but I'd be very much interested in seeing something like that.
Yeah, same. I'd love to see what's happening to the brain when you're asleep taking CBD oil. From personal experience, that's what I've noticed. It's I always get that kind of cortisol second wind at nighttime, you know, 8-9 p.m. where you're just like, your brain goes into hyperdrive or into overdrive, and that just calms that, which allows you to actually be like, all right, I'm gonna switch off. I'm gonna go to bed and go to sleep now. Can you take CBD oil if you're on any medication for anxiety?
Yeah, so this is another quite common one. CBD is made from hemp plants and it's all organic and natural, so there shouldn't be any adverse side effects in terms of like taking any other medication. And equally, like, there's a great kind of thing I was reading recently, and the likes of, say, like ibuprofen, like your body doesn't have an ibuprofen system, but it has an endocannabinoid system, so it works naturally with the body, and you already produce a certain amount. So like, from like, I suppose if you look at it, you're not gonna have any adverse side effects, because if that was the case, we'd all be feeling them, because it's naturally there already.
And again, for anyone that's on any medication, always talk to your doctor.
Yeah,
as well,
of course.
You know, on every supplement or health regimen you ever do. You mentioned ibuprofen there. I don't think I've ever told the story on the podcast. I overdosed on ibuprofen once. Scariest experience of my life. I was in France with my girlfriend at the time when I was about 21 in Paris. And when you go and buy ibuprofen in France, it's double dose. So I think it's normally 200 milligrams or 200 micrograms, and it was 400. And I had a wisdom tooth coming up, and I'm like, oh, I'm away with my girlfriend. I was like, I don't want to wreck this holiday. And I was in so much pain, because, you know, wisdom teeth are horribly painful. And I was taking 2 every 4 hours. But that was the equivalent of taking 4 every 4 hours. And I had taken whatever it was, 12 of them, which was the equivalent to 24 ibuprofen, and I overdosed. I was sitting in the little crappy cheap Ryanair Paris airport, and my body went as red, the color of my t-shirt, but like the color of like Santa Claus's clothing. My face went completely red. I started shaking and shivering. My girlfriend started freaking out at the time. My girlfriend at the time, she thought something bit me, because we were sitting outside of the airport, and we had no idea. She was like, we went up to the airport security, and they're like, he's not going on a flight. They're like, we're not putting him. Like, I was shaking, but I was sweating, and I was red, and like my eyes went completely bloodshot. You know, I looked like something out of Game of Thrones. Wow. And I was like, oh my God. And then she was like, what happened? Did you get bitten? I was like, I don't think so. And she was like, what about the tablets you took? And I was like, oh, the ibuprofen. I was like, I took Nurofen. So I had to go to the bathroom, put my hands down my throat, throw it up, and then my body settled back down to normal again. And I remember thinking, oh my God, you know. And then I, on the flip side of that, you're talking to people who have their kidneys shut down on ibuprofen. It happened to when I was running through the Arctic. One of the guys was who was running through as well. He had to pull out, took ibuprofen, but the environment in the extreme conditions of minus 38 degrees started to shut down his kidneys, and he started to piss blood. And as a result, he had to be pulled. He couldn't continue because his kidneys were starting to shut down. So ibuprofen, as amazing as it is as an inflammatory drug, if you need it, proceed with caution. I know that's kind of off topic with CBD, but it's worth considering. Just because you can buy something over the counter like that doesn't always mean that it's that safe. It's still a drug, treated as such. So, and the same with CBD oil, in the sense of, talk to your doctor.
Yeah, of course. Consult your doctor.
Always consult your doctor.
The only positive as well, in terms of like difference between ibuprofen and CBD, is like, you could drink 10 bottles of CBD and you can't overdose.
Yeah.
So it kind of takes that fear element at least out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Next one. Is it a banned substance for GAA players?
Yeah, so this comes up quite regularly because a lot of people, like the likes in the army and then GAA players and then professional fighters, they ask this. As far as I'm aware, it shouldn't be banned in GAA unless it's per club.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I can speak for you because you can definitely speak from the UFC and that side.
Yeah,
it's not banned in GAA in terms of THC.
Yeah, of
which course. Which is in obviously cannabis. That is a banned substance. CBD isn't. And one of the problems, and we talked about this just on air because I wanted to cover it on the podcast, and I said save it for the podcast, was if the, in some companies you can get trace amounts of THC. So, but you would probably need to drink 3 or 4 bottles of CBD
to
build up that level. So just to speak on that, in terms of UFC.
Yeah, so one of the co-founders, John Phillips, he fights professionally in the UFC and he gets tested regularly by USADA, which is one of the big drug enforcement agencies in the US. And they have to test fighters, like they can test them at any stage. Like it's usually every kind of 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
And he's been tested, I think, 4 or 5 times in the last probably year and a half. And he's on our strongest. He's on the 10% as well as yourself.
Yeah.
And he's never had any issues. And we've had a number of other people, like we've a good couple of customers in defense forces, and they've all used the products with no issues.
Yeah.
So kind of the best way to describe it. So all of our products are full spectrum CBD. So the best way to describe it would be like full spectrum is like juicing a whole orange. So you get all of the benefits, and then you have isolate, which would be like just taking the orange juice.
Yeah.
So that's why you'll get a small trace element, a THC. So at the moment, the European level is 0.2%.
Yeah.
So all of our products are under that to meet the EU requirement.
Yeah.
And because of that reason, it means you won't get high. So that's kind of why CBD is so good, because it has such a low level of THC, and then it has the high level of CBD.
Yeah. That's what makes it so, even for GAA players, it's one of those supplements that when I started to research it myself, because obviously I work and do so much with GAA players, a lot of them have messaged me directly about an improvement in performance. You know, I've put a couple of screenshots up of, and I put a lot of it down to the enhanced sleep.
Definitely.
You know, your sleep, if you're an athlete, if you're listening to this podcast and you train either in a sport or in the gym, your recovery is coming. Like one of the things I'll always say is that nutrition is at the bottom of the pyramid, sleep is above that, and then training is above that. And a supplement like CBD oil that enhances sleep is going to significantly improve your recovery. It's also going to improve your insulin sensitivity the next day because you're sleeping. It's going to improve your willpower because you're obviously not going to be making decisions based out of just tiredness and nearly emotion because you haven't slept. So it has all these health benefits, lifestyle benefits, and then inflammatory benefits that are all secondary. I think it's why it's such an amazing supplement for people and GAA players and athletes in general, because it's hacking the second part of the most important structure of your pyramid, which after nutrition is your sleep. You know, your training, if you get your nutrition and sleep right, your training can be subpar, but it probably won't be because you're recovering so well.
Yeah,
you're going to have enhanced training.
Yeah, you know? And that's the thing. That's why you'll see so many professional fighters now and athletes who are supplementing with CBD.
Yeah.
And it is because that increase in sleep and then the output and performance that you get from it.
Yeah, it makes so. I've witnessed it myself, you know, in terms of my improved sleep quality, my improved energy levels the following day, and my productivity in general. Like, that, it's why I'm such a massive fan, you know, and not to mention the anti-inflammatory effect, the chronic inflammation, which we won't go too much into the health side long term just because the clinical studies haven't been done. But from an evidence point of view of all the diseases that are being caused by chronic inflammation, if you're putting a supplement or using or eating a diet or following a lifestyle strategy such as using CBD that's reducing inflammation, you're more than likely going to reduce your risk of chronic disease down the line. I can't say that, put my hands up, because the studies haven't been done, but using an educated guess on all the issues that have been shown, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, all these, even cancer to a degree, inflammatory responses that are caused up and built in the body. So if you can reduce that, you could potentially save yourself these problems down the line. I can't put my hands up and say that, but the evidence would suggest that it's going to help.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you discuss the clinically backed trials, also the groggy hangover? So we've talked on the clinical backed trials a little bit, and we'll link in some of your favorite ones because I know you've got some personal favorites.
Yeah, some really interesting ones, especially there was, I suppose, most recently in Ireland, there was the, I think it's Eva or Ava Toomey.
Yeah.
So her daughter in Cork, she suffers with a real rare form of epilepsy.
Yeah.
And she was actually using CBD to help counteract the seizures, and it worked extremely well. And you would have seen probably in the news where she campaigned to try to get cannabis into Ireland for her daughter. Because
yeah.
I think they'd use 7 or 8 different pharmaceutical drugs to try control the seizures, and none of them seemed to work. And then as soon as she started to use CBD, which I think had a lot more THC in it than the European level, and that's why she had to campaign, seeing a massive effect, and I think they reduced by about 85% their seizures.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's actually what put it on the map for me first.
Yeah.
Like I'm big on, you know, all these, I don't want to say new age, that's not the right word, new approaches and tools that people have, you know, like I'm really interested in things like even the MDMA back trials for post-traumatic stress
yeah,
disorder.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
You know, and
they're really interesting.
It's really interesting. And that's where I kind of interacted with the CBD on seizures. Like for somebody that's dealing with epilepsy, because they come on so suddenly, you know, a friend of mine in college had them and they come out of nowhere. If you're able to enhance someone's life quality by reducing their amount of seizures through taking CBD oil, it's an absolute no-brainer. That information needs to be out there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And let people decide then, you know, like put it out there. It's why I do this podcast, why I talk to you. It's putting that information out there so people have the knowledge. They can go research it more. If there's someone in your family with epilepsy, go check out some of those clinical trials done on seizures. Yeah. It's incredible. It's what put CBD on the map for me. In the sense of groggy hangover the next day, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so a few people have kind of said this to us. It might be just more of a timing issue. So like I usually take CBD before I go to bed, kind of an hour to like 40 minutes beforehand. Sometimes if you take it like directly before you go to sleep, you're in such a deep sleep by the time you wake up, you kind of do feel a little bit groggy as well. So that kind of might be the experience, I suppose, some people are feeling.
Yeah, I had the exact same experience. When I started taking it first, I would take it directly before I went to bed, just once a day directly before bed, and it happened to me a couple of times. And I get up pretty early, 4 or 5 a.m., and one morning I told you I couldn't open my eyes. My eyes felt like they were glued shut. I was like, oh my God. But when I timed it right, so I take it an hour before bed, so if I'm going to bed at 8 or 9 or 10, an hour before, perfect. Like, I need a 9-hour window. That's kind of my approach. I sleep for 8 hours, but for me, my CBD needs a 9-hour window, which works perfectly for me personally, because you're chilling out and kind of winding down, you're feeling less stressed, and then you're getting a great night's sleep and you're waking up not groggy. Because if that was the case where you woke up groggy, it would defeat the whole purpose.
Exactly, yeah. And the whole point is to improve your sleep, not to, I suppose, like, it's kind of similar, like, if you take a sleeping tablet, it's like taking a hammer to the head. You wake up and you're like, Jesus, what happened?
Yeah, that's it. It's like, what year is it? So, next question. What would David recommend as the best CBD oil for a beginner?
Yeah, so basically, the way it works, there's kind of 3 main factors to look at when you're trying CBD. So, one is the weight you are, your activity level, and then basically how badly you need it. So we have our 3, 5, and 10% range. So obviously the higher you go up, the higher the strength it is. So our 10% would be 1,000 milligrams, and that's the one you're on. That'll be our max strength. And kind of if you are starting off, it really depends on each person. So like, to give you an example, usually for our female customers, in around kind of 60 kilos, if you're active enough, maybe train 2-3 times a week, kind of 5% is quite good, and we found that's worked quite well. And then in terms of kind of our male customers, if you're kind of over 85 kilos, train a little bit more, maybe 4-5 times a week, the 10% works better. And that's kind of what a lot of our athletes we work with, so the likes of yourself, a lot of professional fighters, GA players and stuff who are super active, the 10% usually works best and they get the best results. And then the 3% is usually for someone who hasn't tried CBD and kind of below kind of the 60 kilo mark is usually a good kind of indication. And then depending then on the results you're getting from it, you can kind of up your dosage. So like I originally kind of started at the 5% and then felt that I'd get more benefit from using the 10% and then kind of moved up gradually.
Do you find that you, because I haven't experienced this just yet, but I also have only been using it for, you know, 6 months or so.
Yeah.
But do you have to gradually increase the dose to get the same effect?
Not exactly. So kind of what we usually recommend is it's best to kind of start lower and work up instead of doing it in reverse. So it's kind of like anything, your body's only going to be able to absorb a certain amount. And then in otherwise, it's kind of, you're not getting the value for money. So that's why we usually kind of say like, start a little bit lower and then work up. And that's kind of the best way to go about it.
Do you have a favorite dosage protocol? So I know you give recommendations, and I use it normally an hour before bed, once a day. Do you have either a personal or what you recommend people use in terms of the dosage split throughout the day?
Yeah, so you can actually use CBD at any time during the day. It's just most people use it for sleep and recovery. So sometimes myself, even when I've been training personally in the gym, if I'm really, really sore after the gym, I'll actually take a dose. And I find that helps then kind of ease the pain after about 20 minutes or before even public speaking. Or if I feel anxious throughout the day where I'm super stressed just because I've been such a busy day, I'll take some CBD and it will take the edge off and kind of that calming effect.
So kind of use it as a tool, tool in the toolkit as you need it. Have your set, you know, every day before bed or whatever it is. And then if you need extra, take it.
Yeah.
In terms of your product, just so everybody's listening, because I'll link up the affiliate link or go onto the website directly, whatever works best if people want to try it themselves. How do you recommend taking the dropper?
Yeah, so the drops go directly under the tongue, and the reason behind that is you have a number of veins underneath your tongue and it's the quickest way into the bloodstream. So CBD can actually be taken in like a ton of different forms. So you'd have the drops which go under the tongue, capsules which are digestible, and then vapes as well. So we do have the vape range as well. It's just most of our customers aren't smokers, and if you're not obviously a smoker, I wouldn't recommend starting to smoke, so stick with the drops.
Okay, the vape is
the vape pen.
Okay, yeah, because one of the questions here, which I think we'll cover now, is what's better? I might be wrong, but I would have thought to, as opposed to, is the tablet better? Is the vape better? Is the drops better? It would be dose dependent. Or do you prefer vapes over drops or drops over vapes? What's your kind of thought on that?
Yeah, so it would be dose dependent, but it really doesn't make too much of a difference. It's more so if you do the vape, you'll see it gets into the bloodstream a lot quicker. So once it gets into the lungs, it basically gets into the bloodstream within like a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And you'll see the impact straight away. So like, I know a lot of people who are super stressed and they use the vape, and then within a minute or two they'll feel a lot more relaxed, where the drops may take 10 to 20 minutes kind of to kick in.
Yeah.
And then the same with the capsules, which we're actually going to be hopefully taking out in the next month or so. We'll have capsules, and if you take the capsules, you obviously have to give time to digest them, and then it gets into the bloodstream.
In terms of one of the things that I've got amazing feedback from people on is the taste on the products of yours compared to other CBD oils in particular. I can't speak for that many other ones. I've tried one or two and they were disgusting.
Yeah.
But I also don't care. I had this discussion with you.
Yeah, when the functionality.
Like, yeah, I'm like, it's the functionality. Like, I'll take any supplement that tastes horrible if I'm like, this will benefit me, particularly sleep, because that's such a huge primary driver for me in getting that right. Tell people about the flavors that you have.
Yeah, so kind of, I suppose a lot of the other brands out there, one of the reasons why we decided to bring ours was we wanted to bring a high quality one, and CBD essentially needs to be mixed with a fat soluble. So a lot of the cheaper brands will use hemp seed oil, which is quite cheap, and then even olive oil, which I don't think anyone wants to be drinking olive oil or putting under their tongue.
Yeah.
So we actually use MCT oil, which you get from coconuts, and that works quite well. And you'll see a lot of that with the likes of Bulletproof coffees and stuff.
Yeah.
So all of our CBD is mixed with MCT.
Yeah.
And then the flavors that we have, we've naturally flavored them using mint extract and then also lemon.
Yeah, they're great.
They do help, because a lot of people don't like the natural taste. It is quite earthy.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's difficult for some people.
Yeah.
But the flavor is really nice, yeah.
Yeah, I use the lemon one. Even though I don't mind the unnatural one, I was telling you, like, compared to some of the other ones that I tried, they weren't great. But again, I'm functioned primary.
When you get the results, you don't really mind the taste too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that makes sense, mixing it with the fat soluble source. But that's obviously why your one works so well.
Yeah.
In the sense that, because CBD oil can be quite expensive, particularly the extra strength one.
Yeah.
But it's one of those supplements similar to a probiotic and an omega-3. CBD actually falls into that bracket for me now, where I'm like, you'll get what you pay for. You know,
exactly.
There's certain supplements like glutamine, creatine. I'm like, you're paying for brand. I was like, they're free form amino acids, or creatine is a combination of three amino acids, where probiotics, omega-3 and CBD oil, you're largely paying for the brand, so you're paying for the quality of the brand.
Yeah.
So don't cheap out on those supplements. It's one of the reasons why I'm such a fan of yours is because of the high quality. Whereas when you're going with other supplements such as free form amino acids, it doesn't matter what you pay for them. You're going to get the same L-glutamine from this company as that company. But that's why it's always worth spending that extra bit on your CBD, your probiotic, or your omega-3. For anyone that's listening, it's like, oh, it's quite expensive. But that goes for any supplement they're buying, particularly in CBD, that range, it's worth it. Like, the thing is with CBD, it's actually I found it saved me money because I don't take tryptophan anymore and I don't take GABA anymore. And I used to take those before bed and now I don't need them. Now all I take is the CBD oil and I take some magnesium because I know I'm deficient in magnesium just as an athlete training and from diet, the way things are now. And you can tell from your cravings, if you're chocolate cravings, you're probably deficient in magnesium. That's all I take before bed now. Whereas I used to take GABA, I used to take tryptophan, I used to take ZMA as well, and then I'd have melatonin on hand. I don't take any of those anymore. Like yeah. It's just CBD. So I actually think it saves money in the long term. Exactly. If you're like me and you've like all these supplements, sleep supplements on your stand.
You know? Yeah, and that's the thing as well, because a lot of the high quality brands like ourselves, like all of our stuff is third party tested. So that's to ensure quality and that what we say is in the bottle is actually in the bottle. Because I know I only read an article recently, and I think it was in particular Amazon, a lot of people are buying CBD off there. Mm. And they found that I think like 99% of what's sold has maybe like a minute amount of CBD or none at all.
Yeah.
So that's the thing where if you aren't going to a reputable source, you really don't know what you're getting, and then you aren't getting your value for money.
100%. That's why, again, that's why I wanted to bring you on the podcast, is because people ask me about CBD oil and I can only ever say, well, Hemp Heroes is the one I use and the one I got benefit from. By all means, go try another one if you want, but I can't speak for that.
Yeah.
I can't speak for CBD oil with another company or another brand. I can only speak with the Hemp Heroes one. So it's always worth, I'm not saying there's not other, I'm sure there's other amazing brands out there, but I can tell you that this is the one, Hemp Heroes is what I use and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's always worth considering that if you buy it off Amazon or somewhere like that, particularly if you're buying it cheaper, you might not be getting what you're paying for.
Exactly, yeah.
Next question, can CBD oil become addictive?
Yeah, so this is a really good one and it comes up quite a lot. So the World Health Organization has actually done a lot of studies on this and they've got a lot of evidence to show that CBD is completely non-addictive, which makes it so great that a lot of, I suppose, people's fears would be, oh, if I go in this for a month or two, they'll become dependent and then it means I'm kind of hooked. Where that isn't the case at all. Like I've used CBD at some stages for a month or two and then just come completely off it. And I wouldn't have any adverse side effects other than my sleep wouldn't be as good if I was taking it.
Yeah, I was the exact same when there was a brief period there when I got back from the Arctic that I ran out.
Yeah.
And obviously I had none in the Arctic because I couldn't take it with me.
Yeah.
And you don't... It's a funny one because it's not chemically addictive, but you crave what you get from it, which is a good night's sleep.
Yeah,
the same as any supplement. You know, if you take creatine, you like the fact that you're like, I'm a little bit stronger after a couple of weeks of taking this. You know, it's that same thing from my personal experience. It's anecdotal that I can tell people that you don't physically crave it.
No, but you miss. You won't have withdrawals or anything.
No,
like that.
Nothing like that. But you do get the, man, I wish I had CBD. Like, which is what any good supplement will do. You know, a probiotic will do that with your digestion. Magnesium will do that with calming your central nervous system. Creatine will do that when you're lifting weights in the gym. CBD is very, very similar. For anyone that has that concern, I've done that where I've taken a break from it, not really by choice, more by not having a bottle and being away. But yeah, there's no withdrawals where you're like train spotting and head turning in the room.
No.
There's nothing like that. Thinking of taking CBD oil for anxiety before exams, best to take it before or after I study?
Yeah, so even from kind of personal experience and then a lot of customers that we have who've taken CBD for anxiety, like I know Rachel Purcell, so Rosanna's sister, she was actually using her 5% and still is, and she grinds her teeth in her sleep and kind of suffers a little bit with anxiety. So she was using it before bed and obviously that helped, and it even got to the point where now I don't think she has to wear a mouth guard at night. So that's how well it works. And then in terms of kind of taking it before an exam or after, it's probably better to take it maybe like an hour before, because you're going to feel a lot calmer. I think if you're a lot calmer and clear-headed in an exam, you're generally going to perform a lot better.
Yeah.
Then if you take it after, it kind of defeats the purpose where you're going to be maybe a little less stressed after the shit exam you've just done.
Yeah. I think even the thought process of taking it around study is, I know looking at this from a 2 years ago point of view, my thought would be, would I not retain the information as well? You know, because if you smoke, you know, if you're smoking weed or cannabis or THC, it obviously has an impact on short-term memory. I don't think that would be an issue at all. If anything, and you're stressed, it's going to reduce that. It's person dependent. I don't really get stressed before exams. CBD oil probably wouldn't help me. I wouldn't need it before an exam. I'm like, cool, I'll just go in with the exam. Where somebody that's like really freaking out, stressing, it's probably the best thing they could take, because that calming them down will allow them to think clear, and more information will probably come to you in the actual exam. And then during study periods, it's going to probably allow you get more done. So I would think that's would be a good just kind of input from taking it when I knew nothing about CBD oil, that would have been my concern. So in case the person that asked that question was concerned about that, that would be my thought process. There'd be no issue on direct memory retention taking it before study. Would you fail an army drug test? So this came up in a couple of variations. And another question was, the army have a zero tolerance for any drug. Is it going to flag in the test?
Yeah, so there shouldn't be any issues at all, because as I mentioned, all of our products are full spectrum. So they have that minute amount of THC, which is 0.2% or less. So John, as I mentioned, who fights in UFC, he gets tested regularly, and we work with a number of other fighters who'd get tested nearly like on every kind of quarterly.
Because he got tested like 1-2 days in a row.
Yeah. So sometimes they will come in, USADA will test you, say, on a Friday, and then they'll test you the next day on a Saturday, because potentially you might think, oh, grand, I'm done now for 3 months, and I'll take all the steroids in the world, flush them out of the system, and then I'm good to go. So they can literally arrive at any moment. And John's been on our 10% strength, and like, he trains at least once a day. He'd be hard sparring, like, he uses quite a lot of it, and has never had any issues or it's flagged up on any drug tests. Right. So I couldn't see it being a problem.
Yeah, that's perfect. Does CBD oil, we kind of talked about this one as well, but just to kind of flesh it out a small bit, does CBD oil help you fall asleep or just stay asleep?
Yeah, so it's kind of both, I suppose, because if you think about it, it helps create that calming effect before you sleep, and then it also gets you into that deeper sleep as well, so you wake up feeling more refreshed.
Yeah, I think that's, again, one of the things, as we said, that we haven't checked out yet is the fMRI scans while people are sleeping, having taken CBD oil or having let it build up in their system, which will be interesting. I actually, even at the end of this podcast, I'm going to go searching for that to see if there's any of them out there, and if not, I'm going to be keeping an eye for them. Last question. Does it affect REM sleep like alcohol or cannabis does? So I think, even expanding on this question, when you think alcohol and cannabis, does the effects of alcohol and cannabis, are they similar to CBD oil in any way? And if so, if no, or if yes, what's the effect on REM sleep then as well?
So I don't think it's like alcohol where, like, I suppose if you're drinking heavily and then you kind of just KO and then you wake up and you're feeling really groggy. And then the same with cannabis, I suppose, with THC in it, where if you just get high and you kind of knocks you out. Yeah. Where like CBD doesn't really have that effect. It's more so helps you get into that natural sleep pattern. You are less stressed and more calm going to bed. And as a result, then you get that deeper sleep. So your REM sleep will be increased, and you're going to get that deeper, more refreshing sleep that you need. Because I suppose everyone could sleep 9 hours, and if only a small percentage of that is deep sleep, you really haven't gotten the full value. Yeah. And like, I even had one customer who has a Fitbit, and he was getting, I think the Fitbit showed he was getting about 3 hours of deep sleep a night, and then he started taking our 10%, and the next week I chatted to him in training, and he was like, oh, like, my deep sleep has gone up to like 5-6 hours now. Like, it's really massively improved. I can see a big difference already. So you can see that result there. And it'll be interesting now when we start to see more studies come out and they start to do more clinical trials around sleep, because they have started to show that it could be potentially used for the likes of insomnia.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. The thing is with CBD oil, it's the beauty of taking a supplement is you can see the effects the following day. And the same with alcohol and cannabis. Like, you smoke a joint or smoke enough before bed, or you have alcohol before bed, and you'll wake up the next day and you're tired. You're groggy and you're tired for the whole day. Because obviously things like alcohol and cannabis, THC particularly, can disrupt REM cycles and high quality REM cycles. Where the opposite, from my experience, has happened with CBD oil. You wake up feeling, if you time it right, you wake up feeling really, really refreshed. You have to find your sweet spot. You know, as I said, I mistimed it one day. I could barely open my eyes. It felt like they were glued. But if you mistime it, but that's the same with any kind of sleep supplement or anything that would help you drop into a deeper sleep. If you get the timing right, it works the opposite. Like, my energy levels are higher throughout the day since I started using CBD oil as a result of increasing sleep. I'm sure there's other secondary effects, like reduced inflammation. Obviously brain cognition is going to be higher. Another question that came here actually that I missed earlier was with IBS. I have IBS from stress. Will CBD oil help?
Yeah, so it won't necessarily completely clear IBS, or it's not a cure in any kind of sense of the form. But what CBD is actually really good for is inflammation. And a lot of the likes of IBS and I suppose them sort of conditions are inflammation based. Yeah. So it will have that knock-on effect. And then also if it's caused by stress, from the byproduct of CBD actually with that calming effect and being able to reduce cortisol, that's where you're going to see the benefit. Yeah. So it might not be directly, but indirectly, you will see the benefit.
That's why I love it so much as a supplement. So IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, or leaky gut syndrome, depending on whatever name you want to put on it, it's not going to have a direct healing on the gut lining, of course. Like, it's not plastering over the gut lining like things such as glutamine can. But what CBD oil will do is, a lot of people have what's called stress-induced IBS, where when life gets stressful because of job or work or relationship, or even just overtraining, your cortisol level is elevated, and as a result, it triggers IBS, and then you've got massive stomach discomfort. CBD oil, from somebody that has suffered with IBS in the past, I've been fortunate not to have problems with it recently, but the CBD oil is going to have that calming effect to help you deal with the stress. You're probably going to get the secondary effect, as you said, then of the reduced inflammation. And I think that's where CBD oil wins across the spectrum. And I'm always wearing what I say, because I hate pushing and be like, go get your CBD oil. But it's something that benefited me so much, hence why this podcast interview happened, hence why I'm working with, as a brand ambassador for Hemp Heroes. I feel so strongly about the benefits I've got. I feel because people listening, I don't care if you buy CBD oil or not, you know, it doesn't matter. But I want to put the information out there, because it's changed and helped my life so much. For the people that do need it, it can also potentially do the same thing for them. So I think putting the information out there is so important.
Exactly,
So as I said, the reason I love it so much is because of the secondary benefits. If you get your sleep right and you reduce your inflammation, your entire lifestyle is going to be better. You're going to train better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to have less food cravings because you've slept well. You're going to have higher willpower because you've been fully recovered after a full night's sleep. Your overall inflammation is going to be down, so you'll recover quicker from workouts. You're not going to have that brain fog that comes with increased brain inflammation from too many foods that are enhancing an inflammatory response. And CBD oil can all help that. And I think it's a real quality of life supplement. You know, when I think of a probiotic, I also think quality of life supplement. I'm like, it doesn't matter what food you eat, if you're not digesting the food that you're eating, it doesn't really matter. Whereas a probiotic can put more good bacteria back in your stomach. It's going to improve your quality of life. I think CBD oil is the same. I think if you can reduce your stress, if you can improve your sleep, your overall life quality is going to improve. And there's other supplements that I love, but I don't feel as strongly about. You know, I love creatine when you're trying to build muscle. I love green tea extract when you're trying to speed up your metabolism. I like those supplements, but I don't think they have as much of a benefit on lifestyle compared to something like CBD oil. Is there anything, as I said, a massive thank you for your time.
Yeah, you know, you're running this company.
It's awesome connecting and actually getting this information out there. But is there anything that you would like to say on CBD oil, anything about Hemp Heroes, before we tell everybody the best place to pick it up?
Yeah, so I think the purpose of Hemp Heroes is we want people kind of to be the hero of their own health, and like, I suppose, take responsibility for your health. So whether it be CBD oil or just your general diet, like, take full responsibility, do your research, see what works best for you. We have a lot of customers who've used our range and seen the benefits, and I suppose that's what motivates us to do what we do. Like, I love hearing the reviews back from people who said like, oh, I work night shifts, I can't sleep. And then when they try our product, they see a massive increase. Or like, even with the pets range, if their pet suffers with the likes of joint pain or arthritis, and then they say their dog's running around again like it used to and it's playing like a pup. Like, that's the stuff that we love hearing. And we're just delighted that we can bring a high quality product to people who need it and can see the benefits.
And the last thing then, where is the best place for people to either check out Hemp Heroes, follow you online, and even just if they want to pick up the product or any of the products you have, either in the pet range or the people range, whichever label you want to put on it. And I'll put a link, of course, in the show notes to everything and the one that I'm using. But where's the best place for people to follow Hemp Heroes, the website, online, social media,
etc.? Yeah, so on social media, you can just go on to Hemp Heroes on Instagram and you'll find us there. And pretty much anytime you message there, you'll get a response. We are quite quick in getting back to people, so if you have any questions still, just drop us a message, we'd be happy to help. And then in terms of buying the product, we ship worldwide, so we have customers literally everywhere. We've sold to Qatar, Canada, the US, anywhere you want to buy it, we'll ship it to you. So you can find us on www.hempheroes.ie, and then we also have the .co.uk website as well, and we have US.
So, and Instagram page?
And Instagram, yeah, is Hemp Heroes.
Hemp Heroes. And for everybody listening, I will link all of that in the show notes. David, thank you so much again for your time. Thank you so much again for
your
time.
Thanks, man. It's been a pleasure.
Mate, it's been awesome.
So that is the end of today's episode. So I hope you enjoyed it. This one has been a long time coming. I've been asked so often about a Q&A around CBD oil. So there's probably no better person to bring in than David, the owner of Hemp Heroes, the CBD oil company in which I use. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you are thinking of picking up anything from Hemp Heroes, remember you can use the code that I mentioned at the very start of the show, BrianK10, gives you 10% off everything with Hemp Heroes. So David set that up and the team set that up for anyone that listens to the podcast or follows my social media channels. So BrianK10 will give you 10% off any of their orders. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, hit me up, let me know your thoughts. And this is something I will be covering again in another future episode, as it is a topic that is very close to my heart at the minute because of the amount of benefit that I've got from CBD oil. So I hope you enjoyed. Catch you all next week.